people today forget that in the 80s, we weren't making the pension contributions in the 70s that we should have been making. And we didn't. Actually, the first couple of years I was governor, we didn't do it because we didn't have any money. But by 94, we were getting a little better. And then we came up with a system that would say that you had to pay the pensions first thing. And so from that point on, until Blagojevich kind of reneged on that and got the legislature to repeal that part of the law, we did make pension contributions. And if we'd have stayed on that, I don't think we'd be having a discussion today. Though we still would have been short because of what happened in the 80s and the 70s. And also, we had a problem after I left office. They did an early retirement that allowed a lot of people to retire early, and that put, I think, more pressure on the pension system. So it could have been avoided. There's no doubt about it.
The Pension Legislative Committee, they say they're coming close to a, some sort of agreement. What should that agreement look like?
This is a very difficult situation because you've got employees who have paid their share in, but the government didn't pay their share. The government doesn't have any money. So how are you going to keep the thing solvent? So everybody's going to have to give a little bit. All of us who receive pensions are going to have to pay a little more probably, but I don't think we ought to, retirees ought to have to pay all of it. I think the taxpayers, they benefited by the state not paying in because they didn't have to pay more in taxes. Then maybe, you know, everybody's going to have to be part of the solution. I'm hopeful that this joint committee of the House and the Senate will be able to come up to some resolution that meets constitutional questions and also is fair for everyone, and which means everyone will probably have to take some of the pain as well as the benefits.
Do you think the governor's approach of freezing lawmakers' pay is the right tactic?
No. Short term, it's good probably politics out there. A lot of people, anything, you know, the legislature's not real popular right now. You know, this governor's had some problems dealing with the legislature, and long term, the governor needs to be able to deal with the legislature. And, you know, to kind of poke him in the eye, I'm not sure is the best strategy to do.
What would you do if you were in his position today?
Well, I think I would have had a lot of meetings with the four leaders and tried to do as much out of the public eye. I'd be very careful what I say. And also, I think I would, as governor, you got to recognize you may not get it your way, even though you're the most important person in state government. You're not the only person in state government. And, you know, you're going to have to be open to compromise and to suggestions and be willing to work with the four caucuses to see if you can't come up with a solution. Because it's pretty obvious. I don't think the Democrats will be able to pass a solution to this by themselves. They're going to need Republican votes. This is not a time to, you know, throw bombs or call people names or threaten people or do that. And now, privately, you might want to strangle them. And very many times I wanted to strangle the four leaders when I was governor, and I'm sure they wanted to strangle me. But fortunately, we didn't say that publicly.
Do you have a solution to the pension mess?
I don't think you need to have 100% funded, as the Madigan plan calls for. I think the Cullerton plan, to me, seems adequate. It's a vast improvement over where we are today. I think it's constitutional. As well as I can tell, and I'm not a...
Which I guess should be the first question.
Yeah, to me, that is the first question. And everybody has to kind of give a little bit. And chances are neither one of those are going to be what that committee recommends. It might be something halfway. Well, I wish them well, and I hope they can resolve it because we've got a lot of other issues in the state that needs addressed. And right now, the governor and much of the legislature is not paying attention to those other problems.